The DA is deeply concerned that the city of Johannesburg is about to collapse. Liquidity reports as far back as 2019 indicate a dire financial situation. Officials worry about their salaries, and internal memorandums the DA is in possession of show that the city will not be able to honor payment agreements. While the MMC of Finance in the city of Johannesburg, Councillor Dada Morero, goes on live television proclaiming that the city's finances are stabilizing, the internal memo issued specifically advises group heads that the treasury departments will determine cash outflows, meaning some service providers won't be paid. If anything, we can say with conviction that this government does not care about liquidity nor about the needs of residents. These measures can only be put in place when the city is close to being bankrupt. While the MMC keeps talking about what they inherited, the multi-party government continuously warned that the city's finances have been in a dire situation. We also put measures in place to ensure that the city survived the budget shortfall we inherited. These measures have not only been ignored, but the Doomsday Coalition has gone on a spending spree. It pains me to say that the next few months will be filled with contractors who work on city projects will likely not get paid. They will stop working. Service delivery like refuse collection and bylaw enforcement will become erratic, and whistleblowers and officials who speak up about corruption will be suspended to make way for more cadres. We have requested Section 71 reports from the MMC of Finance, and we will be scrutinizing these. Amongst other reasons, the Democratic Alliance has tabled a motion for the dissolution of council. We ask the residents of Johannesburg to give us a fresh mandate. We need to save the economic hub of the country.